can with my arm, but I can with my neck a little bit. This is actually the parsha for Sichas Musar. I'll tell you why. When the Sfas Emes was a little boy, he was hearing shir by his grandfather, Chidush Yarim. And one day he came late to shir, or he was dozing off during shir. And after the Chidush Yarim finished giving shir, he called over his grandson and says to little Sfas Emes, whatever words of Tochacha that were appropriate to be given. And Sfas Emes bows down his head, listens to those words of Tochacha. And one of the Sfas Emes' chaverim were standing right next to Sfas Emes while this occurred. And after the Chidush Yarim left the room, the Sfas Emes' friend sort of elbowed the Sfas Emes and said, but why didn't you tell your grandfather the truth? The last night, you were up almost all night learning, so here you were sitting down listening to a shiur, so you fell asleep, you came a little bit late. It was only because you were learning almost all night. The Sfas Emes said, I'll tell you why I listened. He opened up a chumash to Parshas Matos, to our Parsha, to the sugya of Bnei Gad, of Bnei Reuven. And there we see an unbelievable interchange that I'm sure each one of you had noticed in your Shtai Mikras over the past few years. Moshe Rabbeinu goes on for psukim and psukim and psukim to scream at Klal, at Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, how dare you think of leaving all of Bnei Yisrael going to fight and you stay behind and not participating and weakening the morale of Klal Yisrael as we enter Eretz Yisrael, on and on for 10, 15 psukim, silence. And afterwards, you see, Bnei Ragad and Bnei Reuven reply, well, Moshe Rabbeinu, that wasn't our plan at all. We were always intending to not only go to be Kovish the land, but to be the Chalutzim, Hayotu Fnei Hatzava. Simple question, why did they not tell Moshe? Just, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu, just hold a moment. I think there's a misunderstanding here. The answer is, said the Sfas Emes, because it's a zechus to be able to hear Musar from a Moshe Rabbeinu. And said the Sfas Emes to his friend, maybe I had an excuse. Yes, it's okay if I fell asleep, if I was up all night the night before learning. But it's a zechus to hear Musar from my Zaydi. I'm not a Moshe Rabbeinu. Not a Chidush Yarim either. But maybe together we could talk some things out. It's a zechus to learn Musar a little bit here and there. In Pachad Yitzchak on Shavuos, Rav Hutner writes that there are two ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala himself to humanity, to Klal Yisrael specifically. There's the Aseres HaDibros, that's the Gili of Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala who he is and what he wants through the Torah that we learn. When we learn whatever Gemara we might be learning, we're learning Ratzon Hashem, what Hashem wants, how he wants it to be. Da'as Elyon, we're learning. That's one way that Hashem is megala his Ratzon, his Da'as. There's a second, albeit less direct way, that Hashem is also megala himself. Not the Aseres HaDibros, but the Asar Ma'amaros Shebahem Nivra Ha'olam. To the mitzius of the physical world, and to the history that unravels as he orchestrates it throughout history, that's the second mode through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megali himself and his ratzon to us. I'd like to speak about the second this evening, given the current events. HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to us. There are different ways that he speaks to us. I want to tell you just an incredible thing that happened in my house over the past few months. I have a daughter, Gila Sara, who's 2 years old. 4 months ago, when she first heard thunder, she was absolutely terrified. For 3 days, she spoke about it. You say the word thunder, you say the word boom, and she would have a look of terror on her face. 2 nights ago, we had a thunderstorm. And she comes running over to me and says, Abba, I hear thunder. with great excitement. You know what that means? That means there was a communication that was received in the proper way initially, but after you become used to it, because you hear it again and again, it loses its steam. The media that we are exposed to tells us every bad thing that happens everywhere in the world, every day, every moment. So a few weeks ago, we heard about Boko Haram. A few weeks ago, we heard about Russia and Ukraine. Now we're not talking about Nigeria, we're not talking about Ukraine. We're talking about every one of your uncles or cousins or nephews, my brother in Yad Binyamin, your aunt in Ashkelon or in Tel Aviv, your Rebbe in Yerushalayim and Ramat Beit Shemesh. They're all running whenever they get their red alert on their Android or iPhone app. But today it's much more. Today it's your chavrusas at whatever Hezdi Yeshiva you went to, and my chavrusas might be too old already. Guys who are your age, within a year or two of your age, are right now being moser nefesh, going into who knows what, and they don't know where they're going to be tomorrow. And these are the asama amaros, if not of the mitzius of the physical world, but of the history that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to communicate to us. The question is, what is he trying to communicate? But before we get to what is he trying to communicate, I think there's something that's so essential to realize. Who is he trying to speak to? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends that thunder, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends that message on Google News or Fox News or Yahoo News or whatever news you get your news through, to whom is he speaking? Well, he's speaking to whomever will listen to him. Who are the people who are going to listen to him, if not the people who are coming to hear a Musar Shmuz on a midsummer's night? Rabosa, he's speaking to us. He's speaking to you, he's speaking to me. He's not speaking to the rest of the world because they're not going to take the message. I hope they do. But they might not take the message the way he's trying to communicate it. And that doesn't just go for the world, that even goes for the smaller world. He's speaking to the B'nai Torah who understand that he's telling us a message and that there's something that we must, are required. And if we don't, there will be consequences for our abstinence, for our kashyus oref, of refusing to listen to the messages that he's trying to communicate to us. You don't need Gemaras, you don't need Rambams. The Pesukim in the Tochacha says, "Im lo shemate," if you don't listen to the first set of Yisurim, I'll have to add more and more in this continuation of we don't take our messages. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to, Rachman al Islam, send us more clear messages, which are not the kind that we're looking to hear. Mishnitla. We don't have Nevi'im. We can't say for certain that we have this tzara, we have this difficulty because we did this Aveira, Klal Yisrael is weak in that. We might not have the Nevi'im who could tell us that precisely. So the question is, how do we react? Do we just say, okay, so I can't identify one specific area or one specific weakness, so therefore just let happen what happens and I'll just live my life? Chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom. That's just inviting catastrophe. Obviously, it's not for naught that things are happening during Bein HaMitzarim. The Gemara in Yuma tells us, Mikdash Rishon m'pnei Machorev, m'pnei Shlosh Dvarim Shoyu Bo, Avodah Zarah, V'gili Arayos, Shvichus Domim. But we're past that. Mikdash Sheni. They were good from Jews. They were just like us. They did their chesed, they went to their camps to do their chesed, and they had their night seders, and they davened three times a day. Why was their Beis HaMikdash Charev? We'll explain what this means in a moment. Lamedcha concludes the Gemara. Sheshkula sinas chinam keneged shalosh averos. Avodah Zarah, Gilei Arayos, Shvichus Damim. Next time I get a phone call, And I get a lot of phone calls like this, to find out about a guy in yeshiva, from a prospective shidduch. And they say, tell me about his religiosity. So I'll say, well, I see him in the Beis Medrash early in the morning. He's in the Seder by 10 after 9. I see him learning after Marv. He's in the Beis Medrash till 11 o'clock at night. I see him on Friday morning. He's learning. Minyanim, I always see him at Minyan. He davens with Kavana. He doesn't do Avodah Zarah. The Gemara seems to say that Shkulas in Aschinim Keneged Shalosh Averos. Things are true in the negative, the inverse is true in the positive. Why don't they ask me, is he an Ohev HaSabrios? Why don't we ask ourselves, am I an Ohev HaSabrios? And we'll explain a little bit how. There's another Gemara in Shabbos. Somebody showed me this week. It's easy to remember. Shabbos Daf Lev. Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. Tani Rabbi Nechemya Omer. Ba'avon sin aschinam meriva rabba besoch beiso shel adam. There's a lot of stuff happening in families. Parents and children, spouses. There's a lot of stuff happening. Take my word for it. Ish to ma pelitz nefalim. A lot of families have miscarriages that not everybody knows about. Bonav avnosa shel adam meisim k'shem k'tanim. That happens also. Ba'avon sin aschinam. I'm not accusing anybody, chas v'shalom, of sinas chinam, but I want to think about, let's try to imagine a spectrum in front of you, okay? On the far, my far left, that's your far right, you have sinas chinam. What happens when you move out of sinas chinam? Where do you move into? I don't think the answer is avas chinam. Just because we don't have sinas chinam, I don't think that moves us into avas chinam. I think if you move out of sinas chinam, you know what you get yourselves into? I think the answer is apathy. Indifference. Not callousness. Apathy and indifference. What happens to somebody else doesn't bother me. Doesn't make me happy. Doesn't make me sad. It happened to him and it's not me. Thank God it's not me. There's somebody who's been sitting outside of a tank for 10 days in the hot sun, eating whatever rations they sent him, whatever water he has that's boiling hot from his pack, his canteen. Baruch Hashem, it's not me, because I can't go 15 minutes in the sun, especially if I'm wearing long sleeves. That's called apathy. That's called indifference. That's not called ahavas chinam. I'm saying it's not sinas chinam. I'm saying it's apathy. Clearly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by making things happen in Bein HaMitzarim, there might be a lot of messages, but I'm assuming, and I could be totally wrong, there's a good chance that in Bein HaMitzarim there's something to work on our Avas Chinam. It's a clear clarion call, not just for getting out of Sinas Chinam, but to getting into Ava. The problem is, how do you get to Ava's Chinam? Forget about Chinam. How do you get to Ava? And after that, we could talk about, we won't. But after that, what is Ava's Chinam? I want to share a beautiful thought that I saw in one of Chief Rabbi Sachs. Had a very beautiful diuk in a pasuk in Rus. When Rus is expressing her gratitude to Boaz, she says, look at these two words. Lahakireni. Why are you makirosi after I'm a nachriya? The shosh of both of those words are nun chaf resh. In lahakir, the nun falls out. We have a few words, very few, both English and Hebrew, where you have the same exact shosh that means not just different things, but antonyms, absolute contradictory things. L'sharesh means to dig roots or to establish roots. L'sakel means to stone or to remove stones. And here you have the same exact thing, points out Rabbi Sachs. V'anochi nachriyam, a stranger? How are you makireni? You recognize me. It's the opposite of being a stranger is to recognize somebody, to take somebody seriously, to give them the time of day, the thought, focus on them. That's the opposite of Nachri. When Boaz is able to take somebody who's a Nachri, and I don't mean it in the theological sense, I mean it in the social sense. When Boaz is able to take an Anochi Nachriyah and make it into a Lahakireni, somebody who is recognized and considered and thought about and cared about, from there comes Mashiach. From that recognition and what follows that kind of recognition can come Mashiach. There's a Maisa that I think echoes this Diuk. In June 1976, beginning of July 1976, that was the French Airbus was hijacked after a stop off in Greece, taken to Entebbe. And that's the whole Maisa with the raid on Entebbe, Operation Thunderbolt, where Bibi Netanyahu's older brother got killed, Yoni. Most incredible military maneuver perhaps in history. But in Yerushalayim, in Yeshiva Samir, before the wonderful rescue happened, there was Tehillim. And there was real Tehillim. And Reb Chaim Shmulevitz was scheduled to give a Sichas Musa before Tehillim. And Reb Chaim Shmulevitz hadn't been to the Yeshiva in a while because he was sick. But he informed his shamash and his gabbam that he's going to come for this because this is something that he needs to come for. The Mir Yeshiva, you've been there as Pat, it wasn't as big as it is now. They added a wing or two since. But the main base measure was still a gigantic room. And it was absolutely packed. They were waiting for the Rosh Yeshiva to come in. And what is Reb Chaim Shmulevitz going to say? Anybody who's ever learned Sichas Musa from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz knows the brilliance of how he's able to sort of weave Halacha and Agada and all everything together to bring out one incredible kernel of Machshava to inspire a person. And here he's making it to the Beis Medrash after a long hiatus that he hasn't been visiting the Beis Medrash. Imagine what kind of Musa he's going to give us. Imagine the message that he's going to give us. He walks into the Beis Medrash and he sees that it is packed to the gills. There's no seat in the Beis Medrash open. It's absolutely silent. He walks in and he breaks down on the back bench near the rear doors and sits down because he can't continue to walk. And all that's heard in the Beis Medrash is his crying. At some point he regains his composure, he's walked up to the Duchen, the Bima where the Rosh Yeshiva speaks from. And this was a Sichas Musar that he said before the Tehillim for the 100-some-odd Jews being held in an airport in Entebbe. This is the Sichas Musa that he gave. How would you say Tehillim if it's your mother and your father and your brother and your sister? And he broke down crying and he sat down and that was his Sichas Musa. And the Tehillim that night was different than the other times that they said Tehillim. Because it was not with apathy and indifference. A lot of times, when you're distant, you don't really... I can't do what I could do if I was in Eretz Yisrael. I'm sitting here in Golos. Okay, we could daven. I thought of a very, maybe it's Megala Pana B'Tar Shalok Kilchasa, you could scream at me afterwards, but I thought of a Knech on a Pasuk. It's not the Pashtus, you'll see clearly. Elev Arecha Ve'elev Basusim. Our brothers in Eretz Yisrael, they have their tanks and their M16s and their Uzi submachine guns. Vanachnu, we're sitting here in Golos. All we have is Shem Hashem Elokeinu Nazkir. All we could do is daven. It's all we could do. I can't do much. I can only daven. Somewhat fatalistic. It's not in my hands. If I would be there, I would give my all. But I can't. I'm not there. With my hand like this, they still don't want me. I can't do much. All I could do is Shem Hashem Elokeinu Nazkir. And comes David HaMelech and says, Fakert! Adaraba! Au contraire! Come to Vanisodav, we're encouraged by the fact that we can daven and that we don't have other things to do, because the greatest thing that can be done is our tefillos. What we can accomplish, we can achieve. In the yeshivas, they say, we could tu'uf. We could do with our tefillos. Might be greater, is greater. Vanisodad. I'm encouraged by the fact that I am able to Hashem Elkeinu Nazkir, even though I don't have the Rechem and the Susim. And that's where we are right now. We are right now holding in our hands the most potent and powerful tools of mass destruction and tools of war that any country in the world has in its possession. That's the Koach HaTefillah. Befinu vilvavenu la'asosam. Rabbeinu Bechai says, Beficho vilvavcha, vilvavcha, is avoda, she believes, is referring to avoda. Not like Rashi and the Ramban, who say it's either Torah or it's Tshuva. It's avoda, avoda she believe. We are holding. You know what the nuclear football is? Every president or prime minister has an aide next to him with a suitcase that has the codes to the military's nuclear arsenal. So if it's ever needed for a split, at a split any moment, wherever the president might be or the prime minister might be, they could do what they need to do anywhere. Well, we have one too. And not just the prime minister, not the president, but the mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh that each and every one of us are. And we're holding those buttons as we daven Shmona Esrei, and we're manipulating that joystick, not talking about the one for a we. We're manipulating those codes as we say Tehillim after davening tonight and after each of the tefillos. The koach that we have to make a difference, to save lives, to save misery. I want to finish with a frightening halacha, the Rambam Paskins in Hilchas Tshuva. In Hilchas Tshuva, it's more in Yonim for Rosh Hashanah. The Rambam speaks of people and cities and countries. Medina, Shavonoseh, Merubim, Miad Hi Ovedes. If it's not 50-50, it's not Rov Zechuyus, it's majority, it's a country that's majority. Averus will be destroyed immediately, and he brings a raya, and the importance is from the raya, not the psak. The raya he brings is from Sodom. Shene'emar Zakas Sodom Va'amara Ki Rabah, Hashem says, Sodom is a terrible place, and Hashem destroys Sodom. And that's the raya. The Lechem Mishnah, on that Rambam, asks the simplest question. If it is true, my dear Rambam, says the Lechem Mishnah, asks the Lechem Mishnah, that a Medina, that's Ruba L'chiyuv, Miyad Hi Ovedes, has to be destroyed immediately, then why, pray tell, did Avraham Avinu daven, and Hashem acquiesced, if that were to be the case, im yesh chamishim anashim, if there would be 50 tzaddik and 45 tzaddik and 40, 35, whatever the numbers might be, that they would save the city? How is that going to make a difference? It's still an Ir Sharuba or Medina Sharuba. Avonos. Answers the Lechem Mishnah. Answers the Lechem Mishnah. And this is the message that I'd like to leave with myself and with you as we go into Marav and as we go into the Tehillim that we'll say after Marav. V'yesh lomar mipnei tfilas Avraham hayom ochel. Why? The answer is, he doesn't give an answer. Af al pi she'ein hadin kach. tefillah works af al pi she'ein hadin kach. It doesn't make sense. It's not the halacha. It's not what's appropriate. It's not what's supposed to be. Tefillah works. Our tefillah works. And our tefillah for our mothers and for our fathers and for our brothers and for our sisters work even more.